Mike, we talked about Notre Dame facing a playoff elimination game versus Syracuse. West Virginia's kind of in the same spot. To have a chance, they've got to win out. And first up for them is Oklahoma State, and the Mountaineers have to travel to Stillwater. This is after they dismantled TCU 47-10 last week. Oklahoma State, man, they lost by 1 point in Bedlam when they misfired on a two-point conversion late in the game.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see if Oklahoma State has any gas left in the tank after that loss. I mean, they've got five losses. Their season was basically trying to beat Oklahoma. West Virginia, they're only going to play 11 regular season games because, remember, the NC State game was canceled due to the hurricane. Interesting situation in the Big 12 standings, Coach. If Iowa State wins out, West Virginia, they have to win in Stillwater and then beat OU in Morgantown to play the Sooners again in the Big 12 championship game, because Iowa State would own the head-to-head tiebreaker with West Virginia if they end up with the same conference record.
The Cyclones, they have to go down to Austin Saturday to take on the Longhorns, and then they finish up the season with K-State. West Virginia and Oklahoma, just they pass the eye test as the best two teams in the conference. But let's not overlook Iowa State. Those Cyclones, they're on a five-game win streak. You know, Mike Gundy's call to go for two against the Sooners, I thought it was the right call. And the play was actually there. If the quarterback leads the receiver, it's probably caught, and they probably upset the Sooners. There was a little bit of time on the clock left. But that was a gutsy call by Mike Gundy. For me, though, what it says is they put so much into that game. Again, that is their huge rival. That's Bedlam for them. You know, how much are they going to have left after losing such a heartbreaker to the Sooners?
Right, that's the question I have. West Virginia, they're a 4.5 to 5 point favorite in Stillwater. Oklahoma State, they have to be drained mentally and physically after Bedlam. And I think Will Greer is going to have his way with the Cowboys secondary. I look for West Virginia to get the win.